This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, on this beautiful Thursday morning in Tampa Bay with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And by the way, we also transmit on FM 93.7. I've been told, why don't you say that? Because we're listening to you at 93.7. Well, there, I did it. Also, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Let's not forget, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our bulk mail center drivers taking the mail to the post offices, and all the long-haul mail guys bringing the mail in from all around the country, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and hauling the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it's got to go, and to our Amazon folks that are listening, the sorters in the warehouse, as well as the drivers, thank you for what you do. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. That's Captain, add an S to it, America, all lowercase. And don't forget our website either. We've got a very good website that's very busy all day long called the Captain's America Third Watch. And the reason it's busy all day long is because we stream our show there. The show that you're hearing me do live right now is recorded over there, and it gets streamed there during the course of the day until the next new show comes along. So there you go. All right, let's go to the telephone line, and we have got retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Also, he is the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, and he hosts Military Matters. Lieutenant Colonel Wright, good morning, sir.
And good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yes, sir. Always, always, always. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
I'm ready, Captain.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance,
allegiance to
the flag, of the
United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we always emphasize those words, under God, ladies and gentlemen, because our great United States of America was founded on Judeo Christian values. And for the person that sent me the message the other day and said, what are you smootsing up about the United States of America? It's not so great here. It's not so great here. It's getting pretty bad here. It's terrible. Well, it's still the best country on the planet Earth that I want to be a part of.
Amen to everything that you say, Captain Bruce. And that is true. The grass is not greener on the other side. You know, fundamentally, American exceptionalism is something I teach homeschool kids, and I teach at the military academy in Sarasota, and I never miss the opportunity, because it's part and parcel of the curriculum, to explain to them why, because of the United States Constitution, and why we are an exceptional nation, and we remain an exceptional nation, and we need to stay alert to preserve and protect that, so that does not go away, because it'll only happen if we, the people, in a government of, by, and for the people, pay attention and maintain that type of governance, and that we will remain exceptional as long as Americans make it so.
Well, yesterday we had something that caught a lot of people's attention, especially the investors. Jerome Powell took up arms against the sea of troubles leading off with inflation. His Federal Reserve announced that it's going to raise the basis point hike on the rate, 75 points in the benchmark federal funds rate. Also, the thing that caught the market's attention, however, was that the summary of economic projections of federal officials has the Fed's fund rate rising to 4.4% this year, 4.6% next year. That's an additional 125 basis points this year, and at least one more hike next year.
Yeah, you know, Captain, I've only got a working man's knowledge of economics, but I do know this. I know that if the absolute only weapon that you rely on to fight a recession, to fight inflation, is the Fed, and everything else that you're doing policy-wise goes counter to that to increase inflation, lead us further into a recession, that is not a winning strategy. That I know to be true.
Well, here, my friend, is what we're talking about. Everybody's credit card, their interest rate is going to go up. Everybody's, number one. Number two, the mortgages are going to go up. Anybody buying a house, you're going to have to pay more. That's what's going to happen initially.
Well, yeah, and it's like I told my students, it was before their time, but I say, hey, Bill Clinton got one thing right in his campaign for president. It is the economy, stupid.
Yep.
And that's largely because that hits at home.
And that was Carville. That was Carville, by the way.
Yeah, Carville said that to him. And
it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, and it was the winning commentary, and there's a great deal of truth to that.
Yep.
The economy and the personal economy is the number one issue for voters right now, and that is what is going to stove the retaking of the House by the Republicans.
Yep, you are so right. And, you know, to put it into a timeline, it appears that the Fed officials now expect another 75 basis point rate hike sometime in November, and then 50 basis points again in December, and 25 at the March meeting. Some think the Fed is even going to go higher than that 125 total. We'll see. We'll see. It's not going to get any better anytime soon. Hold the thought, Colonel. We're coming back, folks, ladies and gentlemen, right after this break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, and we are definitely cruising along the overnight radio airways right here on your radio dial.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thanks very much. That's my brother, the Badge, Frank Salvato, who was a Chicago firefighter. And, of course, George, our friend the Godfather, he was there in New York. There was a whole bunch of people here, there, and everywhere. And you keep running into folks. It's kind of like a fraternity. We survived is the way we look at it. Speaking of surviving, I'll tell you what. If you haven't been to Brooksville, you need to truck on up there and take a look at the all-new, mega-modern, gorgeous Moss Nissan facility. I mean gorgeous. The building almost talks to you. But it's really something. And they got cars there. They got trucks there. They got new. They got pre-owned. They've got, of course, the You Serve, You Save program, which brings people from all around the countryside where active duty military and veterans and first responders, active and retired, church pastors, too, all get a great deal offered to them. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whether it's a new or a pre-owned vehicle. Nobody's doing that sort of stuff along with what I just told you with the You Serve, You Save. So check them out. Check them out. Go to the brand new Moss Nissan facility on State Route 50, just west of the Suncoast Parkway in Brooksville. You're going to love what you see. They're on the south side of the road. You're going to love what you see. And by the way, if you're pulling there for service, an oil change or something like that, you're going to pull through a device, which is the darndest thing I ever saw. It's going to tell you whether or not your vehicle's in alignment, whether or not you have got the proper air pressure, and whether or not your brakes are okay. It's going to tell you all that automatically because it's a computerized machine, and that's what it does. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. All righty. Let's go to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, we got a couple callers, so let me go to the first caller first. Okay, Mary, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I want to say, first of all, for all the Facebook people out there, because you know I don't do Facebook, I think we need to have, and we appreciate Captain Matt Day somewhere, because you're so such a wonderful person and such an upbeat person during this distressful time, Captain, and we appreciate you.
I have my lunches and all that stuff. That's good enough.
Yeah, but this is just for we appreciate Captain Matt. But for the Colonel, I would like to ask the question, at what point do you think it would be appropriate to fly the American flag upside down at your house to show that we feel, or I feel, that America is in distress? When would that be appropriate, sir? Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mary. Go ahead, Colonel.
Yeah, I was going to ask a question. On the first comments you made, hey, for me, every day is I appreciate Captain Matt Bruce Day. So there's always a good time for that. The second question, it's an interesting one because it's one I've dealt with firsthand and with many friends of mine. And I checked it in. I personally will not fly the flag upside down. But I understand that. And on behalf of the First Amendment, I have some people that I support that do that because it is a naval sign of distress when you fly the national colors upside down. It's showing distress, and so people will do that to show that they believe, correctly so, that the nation is in distress. I personally don't do that. I don't take anything against anybody that does. I've had some very good friends that did it, that have done it off and on for long periods of time. And both in Georgia and Florida, I understand it. I defend the right to do that, just as I defend people's right, with as long as they're not causing harm or setting fire or hurting anybody, to burn the American flag. I abhor it, but a little bit different here. I don't abhor the flying of the national colors upside down in the way that I do burn the flag, but I defend both of them. And that's my take on it. I personally won't do it, but I defend the right to do it.
Okay, we have another caller. Let me go over there. I think I know who this is. Good morning. Is this Elliot?
Yes, good morning, Captain. And good morning to
Colonel.
Colonel Wright. Colonel Wright, I want to run this by you, see what you think right quick. You know, America have 27 military outposts on the continent of Africa. America, it is catastrophic to think Africa, a continent with enormous wealth, fell short of putting Africa first. Now, the extreme poor exist on nutritious, non-nutritious mud cakes. The gang squad, the goon squad fighters that Russia and China pays come off the battlefield in Africa. They're accused of killing over 500 Africans. President Trump connect with AFRICAM and African U.S. Command Forces, where you find China around the world. Russian hired fighters are there. To pursue them globally, the 75th Ranger Forces should lead the charge. America, these are the same men who were sent to fight the Ukrainians, the men who rape Ukrainian women, killing and mutilating them. China is raping Africa of its multi-trillion dollar industry of cobalt, whether it's harvested by poor African adults and children or with Chinese heavy machinery. They are also mining gold, copper, chromite, bauxite, iron, uranium, manganese, nickel, and zinc. China is mining in at least six African countries. What's next for the Chinese? China wants access to Africa blood diamonds. There are 21 types of top exceptional diamonds being mined in Africa, and China wants in. Africa have accused China of careless, unprofessional, sloppy work that has caused an environmental disaster, threatening villages and ecosystems. Remember this, folks. China is connecting a plan that stretches from Beijing to points around the world. It's called the Belt. Remember that, the Belt. Their vision of a 2049 world takeover. Thanks, Captain. Have a great day.
You know, Colonel, that reminds me of something else. He who controls the energy controls the world. And everywhere where China's sticking their nose, it's either about oil or it's about something to do with the batteries, lithium or cobalt or something of, along those lines.
Yeah, I tell you, it's kind of disheartening for him to end with have a nice day after painting that picture. Well, listen, I think he's right in his observation of what's happening, what China's designs and observations are. But the conclusions or the suggestions he make are what I take exception to. Listen, the greatest threat of fundamental Islamic terrorism comes out of Malaysia and Southeast Asia,
yes,
not Africa.
Nope.
And so we can't be everywhere. We can't be the world's police. I'm most concerned with what China's doing on our southern border and in our hemisphere and what Russia and Cuba and those things that we turn a blind eye to.
Look at Brazil.
Yeah, and Brazil. I mean, what his observation, if he's going to say yes, he's right. Ukraine's a problem, and we're investing $60, $70 billion there. That is wrong. But to say that, hey, we need to redirect all that financing and the Rangers, Special Forces, and American military into Africa, I'm sorry. I cannot get on board that boat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I get that you understand with Africa, it's becoming more important and all that, but there's only so much we can do, and we got ourselves to say that we have ourselves spread thin is the understatement of the year.
Right, and our it's all a matter of priorities. And right now, in my mind, we are fighting a proxy war in Ukraine and investing billions and billions of dollars there. And every 2 weeks, we suggest more. And in the meantime, our own military is starting to decay. I mean, you mentioned about the Nemesis, which is the flagship of the United States Navy, and it has been for about a half century.
Yeah.
And we have problems there, and that's the fleet, the recruiting problems, military readiness and training. It's all taking a huge hit, and if we're investing billions of dollars there, we can't do what our military is supposed to do, which is to be able, prepared to fight and win our nation's war.
All right, well, can you stick around for another segment?
Yeah, Captain, I will.
Okay, well, I want to mention real quick that on September the 16th, 2022, the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz CVN-68 identified traces of jet fuel used to fuel the carrier-based aircraft in the ship's potable water supply while operating off the coast of Southern California. The crew immediately took action to secure access to the ship's potable water and provide bottled water to the crew after conducting a thorough flush and inspection of its potable water system. Now, fresh water has been restored to the ship. The water on board the ship is currently safe to use, and for the health and well-being of their sailors, that is a top priority. But here we go again, and we talked about this. Why in the hell are the water tanks below the fuel tanks? Hello? Why? Oh, boy. Hold that thought, sir. We're going to take a break. We're going to come right back, folks. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Chairman Powell speaks after Fed's hike interest rates by 0.75% to fight inflation. Powell indicated inflation could be around for years.
And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Alleging an effort to manipulate property valuations by President Trump, three of his children, and their company, New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James announced her office is suing them for $250 million and to kick them out of the state. President Trump calls Ms. James a racist and the reason for her non-criminal complaint. North Dakota man Shannon Brandt is out of jail after being accused of murdering a teenager, Kyler Ellingson, with his car following a political argument. Brandt admitted to state radio that he hit the pedestrian and that the teenager was part of a Republican extremist group. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And you've heard me over the last 8 years that I've been talking about them. This is a product that I take. It's a product I know. And it's a product that works for me. And if it works for me, it just might work for you. If you're struggling with pain, back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee, hand, wrist, ankle, foot, and even general muscle aches and pain too, then I'm suggesting right now that you go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and check out the 3-week quick start of Relief Factor. It's still discounted to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And I'll tell you what, after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give it a try. Because after all, what have you got to lose? But pain. And a lot of people, and I've talked to them and you've talked to them and I've been one of them, when you're in pain, you can't sleep. You cannot sleep. That's something else to think about. Okay, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and host of the Military Matters show. Now, Colonel, I want you to tell everybody where we are all going to be on Saturday.
Yeah, we've got our seminal event for the year. It's a fundraiser, but it's really a get-together. We have the second annual Constitution Day breakfast. It's on the last day of Constitution Week. which is declared across the nation. And it's going to be a great event. We've got congressmen, we've got state representatives, we've got local folks, we've got folks from across the state that'll be there. And we've got an audience that includes, of course, Captain Matt Bruce, the Godfather, George Colella, and multiple others that makes it worth folks' time. We're pulled up. We're going to fill up all the tables. I'm excited about it. And we'll be there tomorrow getting ready for that. And we're going to be celebrating the contract that we, the people, have with one another to preserve and protect the United States Constitution. And I'm delighted to be able to host it with the Manti County Republican Liberty Caucus on behalf of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida.
And we're going to have that famous bird there, too, Bob White.
Yes. Yeah, Bob, of course, is chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, and he will be our master of ceremonies. As expected, he'll do a wonderful job of that. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing what folks have to say and just being amongst friends collectively. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And then, of course, I got the gun show in the afternoon there at Robarts Arena, Two Guys Gun Show. So I'm going to be busy down there across that bridge on Saturday. Oh, boy.
There you go.
Yep. All right, well, we'll get back into the swing of things here. You know, it's kind of hard to get your teeth sunk into something like the forensic people that have been checking these computers, these voting machines. And a forensic computer expert has studied data from voting machines across the country, specifically in 8 blue states. And he says it's now clear to him that election data was manipulated, imagine that, rendering the results not worthy of being trusted. He's referring to the blue states where he actually, as a voting machine person, inspected these machines.
Yeah, you know, unlike what was commented on earlier in America's Third Watch, we've come a long way, baby. We've come a long way from the point where if you even breathe the suggestion that there might have been any voter fraud at all in the 2020 election, that one, you were banned from social media, and you're decried as an enemy of the state, as being anti-democratic, and now we're coming from at least finally some serious consideration that maybe, just maybe, well, it's no longer a maybe, it's a known fact, that there was instances of voter fraud, and it's enough that if for no other reason, we don't, not to change the election results, that's not going to happen, but we have got to be a learning nation, and we've got to make sure that we have absolute confidence in our election results. That is the core of democracy, not trying to cover up any of the problems that we have in our nation. We need to have absolute confidence of that, and this just furthers the point that we've got problems we need to look at, we need to remedy, and we need to restore the confidence of the American people. That is the way to do it. Not the kind of stuff that we seem to be doing right now, which is doing the reverse. It's making us, you and I, and Americans less confident, not more.
Well, just sitting on your duff calling people a bunch of names and not trying to do something about it is not going to gain anybody anything ever.
Exactly. And that's exactly what's happening. And I mean, it's been obviously, you know, following like you and I and the listeners on the Third Watch and the majority of Americans, frankly, even those that didn't vote for President 45 2020, they know. And some of them are increasingly come out saying, yeah, we got some problems. We do have a confidence problem amongst American people. If we want to restore and protect Americans and right this ship of state, and go forward and not be a divided nation, we need to address this problem, not ignore it.
Well, we all talk to a lot of people in our travels that when you start talking a little bit about politics, maybe they see a sticker or they see a Make America Great hat or they see a Keep America Great button or something like that. And they'll sooner or later, you know, when they're staring at you, you say, you like what you see or what are you doing there or whatever. They'll say, you know, I should have voted for Trump. I didn't vote for him. Red man gone bad, orange man gone bad because of the tweets and this, that, and the other. But what a mistake we made because We are so bad off right now today, it's unbelievable. It's a complete 180, and it is.
Yeah, I don't know what got the worst scares in the early days or a year or so ago in the COVID government overreach, where you did not wear a mask out in public in the open air and people would give you a stare, or wearing a MAGA or a red hat of any sort. And now that we've learned further truths, neither one of them has the same things. There's some people that that used to do that will no longer do that because we've gotten smarter in so many ways. And as long as that we continue to do that and we are in the pursuit of real truth, not what we believe to be true, but what we can know to be true, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. But it's going to take a lot of hard work and continuing effort to make that right.
Yeah, you're right. By the way, several congressmen and women have called on Joe Biden not to renew the COVID emergency in October when it comes due again.
You know, well, given that he went on 60 Minutes and said that the COVID pandemic is over, it would be, even though he's starting to backtrack that, it would be very hard. I mean, Americans, even those in the middle that didn't know, and they wanted to trust the government, they wanted to trust health officials and all that,
yeah.
But they've come to be different than that, and there will be a big fight. I don't think you can just simply say, yeah, we're going to continue on in October. Maybe an attempt. There's going to be a lot of people that are calling for exactly that, but that can't happen. We the people need to rise up and say no, no, not going to have any part of that.
By the way, George, your godfather's chiming in. He's saying, good morning, Colonel. Can't wait for Saturday. Did we tell him he's sitting with me at the table? We're sitting together?
I did. I
was going to say, we don't want to ruin his day all at once, do we?
Prepared.
Yeah, we don't want to ruin his day all at once, do we?
No, we want to make sure he maintains a good appetite for breakfast and
George's
prepared mentally and physically ahead of time. So
George is a good guy, one of the best guys you'd ever want to meet. So there you go.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you guys are two peas in a pod. Both great Americans, great patriots.
It's a pretty big pod, though. Now, I got to ask you a question here because we keep hearing about these polls and people say, don't pay attention to them. Well, here's what I want people to pay attention to. It was a Harvard-Harris poll, and it was just the voters saying that Donald Trump outperformed Joe Biden on key issues, and we were so much better off when he was president by over 2-1.
Yeah, isn't that interesting to do that? And, of course, it's...
That's a Democratic poll, too, friend.
To the abysmal approval rating of Biden that he's had for now well over a year. Almost since he started office, he's had an abysmal approval rating. And so it stands to reason that would be. If you ask the question right way, you'll get truth.
You know what the magic number is in re-elections. Anything below 45%, usually that... A person does not get elected when they're the incumbent, so that's where we're at.
That's what we have.
Yep. All righty. I got to let you go. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow down there in at the Civic Center.
All right. Yes, you can.
All right. Thanks very much. That's retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, Dave, I understand you got a new location coming.
That's right, Captain Matt. We've got Moss Nissan of Brooksville being built right now.
Wow. Moss Nissan, whatever it takes. Check them out. MossNissan.com. Well, let's fast forward it to today. Moss Nissan Brooksville is completed, built, and wide open for business. Yep, you heard me. The car repair shop opens at 7:30 in the morning. That includes the body shop, too, and then the sales office opens at 8:30. Now, they're located up in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway on the south side of the road. You'll see them there, a big, beautiful, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership. And I'm telling you, if you thought Moss was doing it right before and you were taking good care of, they are on a mission, folks. They are on a mission to be the best automobile dealer and the best auto buying experience you have ever had, period, up there in Brooksville. I've got a lot of friends in Brooksville. A lot of people are going to be stopping in, and I'm going to be there on October the 1st, that weekend, for a live appearance, plus giving away a whole bunch of free stuff. And I hope to have the lovely Olivia with us, who's our merchandising gal, and if I do, then she'll be handing out some stuff along with me. I pretty much will probably be sitting down with my foot up in the air, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. And I probably will have some of the gang there, too, from the Captain's Army, so you'll meet some of them. But you folks in Brooksville, I appreciated the 3 years that I was on the radio up there and spilling in for Bob Hay, the legendary Bob Hay. And I really, 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 really got to know and appreciate that town up there. So there you go. Now, the final segment here of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs for the Sarasota and Tampa Bay area, and you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to either set up an appointment for service or just ask them whatever questions you need to ask or just stop by the store and do it in person. Now, for you folks that are listening to me around the countryside, you need some parts for your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. How about maybe you need some blind shades or shutters and you have the ability to be able to put them up? Well, there you go. Give these guys a call. 941-922-2345, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They'd be more than happy to help you out. And don't forget that they just might have exactly what you want at a very good, reasonable price. So there you go. And by the way, let's not forget, military and first responders always get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Absolutely the best of what they do. Now, I've been getting a lot of questions about what it is that the Fed did yesterday. And, of course, the people don't quite understand, and it is a little bit difficult to understand. They don't quite understand the fact that the Federal Reserve actually hiked interest rates 0.75 percentage point for a third time on Wednesday to try and cool the near record inflation. Well, just about everybody and anybody you talk to who's in the money business will tell you that that didn't do anything to really help. They should have just raised it what they should have raised it to begin with, which was a point or 1.25 points. Now, we'll see what happens. I hate to see anybody's taxes or cost on the money that you need to use go up. But here's the deal. Your credit card just went up. The interest. So you'll see that almost immediately. In addition, you're buying a house. That went up by the cost of the interest. Or I'm sorry, the tax, which is now added into there. That went up by that much, whatever it is. And this is going to take a little while to work out, but it's going to slow the economy down again, because if you didn't have the money before, when everything was cruising along where it's at, you're certainly not going to have it when it goes higher. Jeez, what are they thinking? Well, they're not. And that's the point. And we're going to continue to harp on that. And if they don't like it, well, shit, too bad. But we're going to tell you the truth. We're going to tell you the truth, something that a lot of people are afraid to do. But we're not. Ooh, nope, nope, nope. We are not. Now, one last little thing here before I go to my caller. When you look at the world in which we live, it's pretty easy to raise the money, right? For anything you want. Or at least it used to be, right? Well, don't count on a lot of people having a lot of money to do a lot of stuff right now, because it's just not going to happen. It is not going to happen. And I can almost guarantee you that most analysts that are watching this and watching the interest going up and watching these little dollar here, $2 there, this is how they nickel and dime you to death. Now, how realistic are the Fed's projections? Not very. The Fed sees unemployment rising to just 4.4% next year and staying there the year afterwards. This mild rise in unemployment to a level that would be considered historically quite low does not seem likely to bring down inflation from the current 6.3% year-over-year level. It won't do that. It'll still be right where it's at. Might even be higher. But keep your powder dry. All righty. Let me dig this up, and we'll get started here, because on the telephone line we have got Todd from Tampa, and I'm sure that he's hanging around a tree limb right here, literally hanging onto a tree today.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Live from Tampa, beamed into Mar-a-Lago. Todd from Tampa, speaking politics with you here. From what we have, 7 stations down to whatever the captain says we have now nationwide and all across the universe. Praise God. Let's get down to business here. Number one, if you don't understand anything about politics, this the Chinese Basketball Association, every time they have a guy wave a check for $2 billion, they rush a guy and say he's a racist, and that's what's happening with the Phoenix Suns, okay? That's another disgrace. So if you other owners that own teams over there, when they have another guy wave a $2 billion, they're going to make something up about you, you dumbasses. That's number one. Number two, Mitch McConnell's over there, hopefully with Meghan McCain in Arizona, saying, don't ever a Democrat. Arizona's letting illegals in the country, and it's a disaster. Donald, number three, I'll handle your interview with whoever it is, okay? Number one, you're going to say to the 85 million American people that voted for you legally, morally, and ethically by the Constitution, God bless you for standing with me, and I thank you for recruiting and having another 85 million Democrats who see how bad Joe Biden is a disaster on your gas prices, on your security for your family, and let the illegals in the country. He's the biggest coyote in America. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. And anyone who votes for a Democrat should be hung for treason. In Jesus' name, the only thing you can count on is Jesus Christ and his promises. Amen and amen. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All righty, Todd in Tampa. And, you know, say what you want. A lot of people love the fact that he comes on and he gets his 60 seconds, usually 60 seconds. I try to make it such. Once in a while it doesn't happen that way, but most of the time it does. I don't try to short him. We do that for a reason, because he's got that quick wit about him, and that 60 seconds is really good. Really good. Okay, I will see you all tonight on the Radidio. And don't forget, on Saturday I'll be down in Bradenton at the Civic Center for the for the state, the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus Constitution Day breakfast. There's going to be some great speakers there. Byron Donalds will be there, Congressman. And I'll see you at the gun show on Saturday at Robarts Arena.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.